Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life, and we have a great show planned today. Great show as always. So I guess it's not particularly great, but each show is great in its own way. Got some songs. I play post-rock. Some of it's Canadian. Some of it's not. All of it's good, in my opinion, but everyone has their own opinions. I have a special guest that may be joining us maybe later, if she's not lost in the sub, which I think she is right now. UBC students, how about that? So let's just get started with a song. This song is by a band called Apricot Rail. I don't know the significance of that, but that's the band name. And the song is called Basket Press.
Thank you.
So for my next trick, I'll need a volunteer from the audience. Is there anyone out there that would like to be a volunteer?
Oh, yes. Pick me, please.
What's your name?
Caitlin.
What do you like? What do you do?
I like yoga, and I go to school. Exciting.
And you're a well-known vegan around you're a vegan.
Sure.
I have a question about veganism.
Okay.
Is it veganism?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
If you want, or you could say it wrong and say it vegan. Lots of people say that, and you're just like,
No, but like veganism, is it like Buddhism? Is it?
Yeah.
So follow-up question, if you could rank your top five meats, what would the ranking be?
Ooh, that's a, I don't know if I'm like when you become vegan, you gotta like, kind of like sign your soul away. So I don't know if, like, I'm breaking contract if I say that. Like, they might send people after me.
I don't know if you realized this when you volunteered to do this, but I'm going to spend the entirety of the next hour when there is not music playing to try and make you feel uncomfortable.
Oh, I was well aware.
That's normally what I do. It's fun. And I also try to be weird. Weird is good. Oh, that reminds me. On my way here, I was walking here, and there's a spot, like, coming onto campus that I normally just jaywalk across because it's faster. And I don't believe there's anything wrong with jaywalking, but I guess it's illegal. So today I saw this cop car, and he was, like, turning to where I was jaywalking. So I was like, okay, I'm just not going to jaywalk. It'll be fine. And then he had the left turn light, and this girl who was waiting for the light with me just, like, walks right in front of this cop car as he was turning.
Oh.
Yeah, and she did not have the right of way.
No.
And I was just kind of like, you have balls of steel.
Yeah, no kidding.
And the cop didn't even stop or anything because I think they would have just been so stunned. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, do they give you tickets, like, for
you can,
jaywalking?
You can,
like,
get a jaywalking ticket.
Like, how much would that be, do you think?
I don't know, like $50 maybe?
Because, like...
But she almost got hit by a cop car. How do you do that? Anyway, weird people doing weird stuff. Ooh, this song is cool. This song may be one of the happiest songs that I've ever heard ever. It's really happy. It's by a band called Torngat, T-O-R-N-G-A-T. And the song is You Could Be. Thank you. And we are back. Spice of Life. That was Torn Get playing the song You Could Be. Was that as happy as I had built it up to be?
I'd say so, yeah.
So it wasn't a disappointment?
No.
Okay, good.
Opposite.
Good, good, good. I don't like disappointing people. Actually, I do. It's one of my hobbies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That and what else?
What other hobbies do I have? I exclusively drink collected rainwater. I have a barrel outside my apartment, and I collect rainwater and drink. I've been thirsty all week because it's been really sunny.
Yeah, but you probably have a stockpile from, like, the last couple weeks because, like, it was pretty bad. Or do you just gone through it?
Well, I also use that water for bathing.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would take up.
It's not a very good system.
No.
It's just a hobby that I have.
Your bathroom broken?
No, it's choice. I'm also a Beyblade enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me a lot of enthuse. Mm-hmm. What else do I like to do with my free time? Whenever possible, I like to moonwalk out of rooms.
I think that's just a hobby that, like, everyone should have, though.
It's hard, though, and it's dangerous.
Yeah.
I've moonwalked down a couple sets of stairs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And when I say moonwalk down, I mean, like, started to moonwalk down and then fell down several flights of stairs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, how unfortunate.
Quite unfortunate. Quite unfortunate indeed. So, last week, this is a show that happens every week. This is a weekly show. So last week we had a show, and on that show last week, we wanted people to call in and give us advice, because I don't know about the other two guys we had. We had Ryan and Alex, but I don't know anything about anything, really, especially talking to women, as you can tell from my discourse with Caitlin right now. So if you want to call in and give me advice, that'd be cool, or anyone advice. I think advice is a good thing, and I think the sharing of ideas and wisdom and learning is all a thing that people don't take advantage enough of. So if you want to call in and give advice, or Mom, if you want to call in again, and we can just have a little chat too. That's fine. But yeah, or call in and hang out. I'm very lonely, and Caitlin's nodding. Yeah, I'm really lonely. So, call in and hang out. And I would love to get to know you guys. So, do you have anything to add to that, Caitlin?
Just call in.
Just call in.
Just do it.
We need to give them a number. I always forget to do that. It's up on the thing. Yeah, I know where it is. I know where it is. Okay. The number is 604-822-2487. And I would love to hear from you. Even if you just want to call in and test out my ability to answer the phone, because I'm pretty rusty at that, but I'm getting better. Caitlin's giving me a weird look. She doesn't understand how hard it is.
Ryan explained it to me, and it didn't sound that bad.
Yeah, well, Ryan's a jerk. And Ryan might be stopping by. Anyway, that's enough of me talking without breathing. I went on, like, a solid, like, two-minute talk without you even getting a word in edgewise.
It's
okay.
It's okay. It's practice for when you rap.
Oh, yeah. Can we please have a rap battle? Caitlin, I really want to... I'm trying to convince her to have a rap battle with me on the air. Keeping in mind that we're both the whitest people imaginable. So I would love that to be a thing. I would just love that to be a thing. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. In the meantime, let's hear another song. Because it shouldn't just be me talking all the time. It should also be a music station. Radio. Show. Radio show. Music radio show. Post-rock. songs, music, notes, scores, sometimes words, sometimes no words. This next song has notes and maybe words. I don't recall. Anyway, it's by a band called Ferris Wheel. They're also Canadian. They're cool. And it's pretty French name.
Yeah.
Quebecois French. It's called Un peu au nord et sans distorsion. And let's listen to it, because I have nothing more to say about it. I build it up like I have something to say, but I really don't. So here it goes. ¶¶
GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
Back is the thing that we are now.
Oh.
Yeah. That we just heard a song by Ferris Wheel. In Pou au Nord et sans distortion, with my terrible, terrible French. That's okay.
It's okay. Your Swedish is better.
My Swedish is better. Caitlin's taking Swedish with me. Caitlin, yes. So you are always nervous to pronounce words in class when you get called on.
Yeah.
Will you please pronounce doctor for me in Swedish? It's the best word. It's just it's an excellent word.
It's the, well, it's the one that's like läkare or something. Is it that one? No. No, yeah. It's not that one.
Yeah.
I can't say that one.
You know which one it is.
But my voice doesn't work that way, and I actually can't make the sound. If you say it first, then I can try to say it after if I hear someone else say it first.
Okay. Before, I'll preface that by saying that I have heard... So before on the show, I explained that one of my favorite words in Swedish was seven because it's pronounced hu, and that's just really fun to say. And I've heard that people have been using that to annoy other people, and I love that. So here's another one to annoy your friends and family with. I believe it means doctor, but it could also be nurse. I'm not really sure. We should know that.
I think doctor is the one that starts with the L.
Is it la rara?
Yeah, that's one. And the long one, I think, is nurse.
Okay.
Because, like, hospital is long, too.
It's nurse. I will Google Translate it, because Google Translate is my best friend. It's sjuksköterskap. Is that, I believe that's it.
Yes.
Yeah, sjuksköterskap. I think
I don't know if the ending's right, but
we're getting a caller.
Oh.
It's scary, isn't it? It's scary.
That was blinding.
Yeah, here we go. Let's see if we can figure this out. Everyone cross their fingers. Hello, did we get you? Hello? No.
Is it me you're looking for?
I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile.
Oh, you hit that note.
You're all I've ever wanted. And my arms are open wide. And that's, yeah, no. I missed it. Drop. Sorry to whoever called in. Phones are hard.
Try again?
Yeah, you could try again. Next song. Next song. This song, another Canadian band. Look at that, three Canadian bands in a row. What a coincidence. Or as my friend used to say, what a cool incidence.
Ooh.
He thought that's what it meant. He's a cool guy. Anyway, this is by a band called Cyanospheric, and the song is Everything's a Wave, and it's peaceful, and maybe everything is a wave. How about that? Thank you. We had a caller. That was cool. People are listening.
Who was it?
I didn't actually get his name.
Oh.
Either he told me and I didn't hear it because it was quite quiet, or he did not tell me and wishes to remain anonymous and protect his identity. Mm. Either way, thank you for calling in. I'm sorry I didn't get your name. That was my fault. But it's really cool to know that people are listening, because I really think that, like, I'm 90% sure that the only one out there listening is my mom.
Yeah. Well, plus sometimes we get, like, different callers from week to week, which is nice. That means there's more than one other person.
Like Fredericton Isaac.
Yeah. No, he was really cool.
I want to actually clear that up, because everyone that I talked to thought that he was a real person. And that we were making fun of his name.
Wait, who have you talked to?
My mom. She was quite offended. My mom was like, that's not fair for you to have this nice Fredericton Isaac fellow call in and you guys to just make fun of his name.
Oh, and I thought we were pretty obvious that it was fake.
Yeah, but hey.
I guess.
Yeah, so anyway.
We were really good at convincing.
To anyone out there actually named Fredericton Isaac, I'm very sorry. It's a lovely name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lovely. What news? Oh, yeah, Ryan joined us. He kind of joined in seamlessly.
Yeah.
Because.
Morphed right in here.
Yeah. Apparated, I think, is the word.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Because Caitlin's too nervous to be here by herself.
Yes.
People don't like being alone in a room with me.
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
It gets weird and things
uncomfortable.
Happen. Yeah.
It's like next thing you know, there's some aromatherapeutic candles out.
Which is not the worst thing.
And I'm giving you a back massage.
You start massaging me and I'm in for that.
Yeah, but it's like you blink and then it's all happening at once.
That's true. It's weird sometimes.
Yeah. But
What's going on here today? I don't know, like, was there cool conversations I missed? Was there something we were gonna talk about, or
we haven't really done anything of note. Just some music, okay. And we talked about how much we hate Ryan.
Oh yeah.
That's kind of a normal topic here.
I usually do that at night before I fall asleep, and then next thing I know, I wake up and my pillow's wet and I'm crying. And...
Oh, did it just get lonely in here? I have good news. So Caitlin has declined my rap battle championship, which is bad news, but she's elected a champion to do a rap battle. The even whiter Mr. Ryan Hunjay.
Wow. Yeah, probably, until you hear what I'm about to throw down.
Oh. Okay, so rap battle soon. Stay tuned. I'm very excited because I am
terrified at what is going to come out of this. But
I haven't done a rap battle since Compton.
Mean
Streets. Compton, Oak Bay, Victoria. That is Compton place.
Oh, okay,
from Oak Bay,
that's
Victoria.
That's a nice place.
It's lovely, actually. This time of year, the leaves, everything. It's gorgeous.
Nice.
So while I think we're going to try and freestyle it maybe, but we might write stuff down.
Well, you know what would be even better? If anyone is listening to this and wants to hear a really cool rap battle, call in and give us something cool to rap about.
Yeah.
Like a cool topic.
Yeah, that would
prompt.
Be cool.
Yeah.
That'd
be good.
Or if you also want to call in and have a rap battle.
Ooh, even better.
I would be into that. Either way, I think the default topic will be that be it resolved that my flow is much danker than yours. Which is kind of like the go-to battle topic.
And we both have nice, short, brown hair, so that's cool. Here's a little longer. It's got a cool... Oh, you got like a cool flow thing.
Stop complimenting me. We're going to have a rap battle.
Right, yours sucks. Anyway, mine's awesome.
Anyway, next song. Guys, keep it together. No laughing, no fun, and no laughter. Those are the two rules of the Spice of Life.
Okay, I hate this place. It sucks.
Good. Keep it up. Okay. This next song is a bit of a throwback. It's by a band called Renaissance. I don't know if you guys remember them, but the lead singer has a killer voice, and she's awesome. And this is like a live show they played, and the song is Ashes Are Burning. So I hope you can groove to it with me.
They glow below and
Shine On is an eclectic mix of the latest, greatest tunes from the Vancouver Underground and beyond, connected through a different theme each week. Join me, your host Shay, every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. for a groovy musical experience.
Spice of Life is what you're listening to right now.
Hey yo.
Hey yo indeed. That's kind of your catchphrase, wouldn't you say, Ryan?
Yeah, sure. My greeting phrase. Yeah.
So, do you think you're ready for the rap battle?
Like, why not? No one called in, though. I'm upset about that, but we can go with my awesome flow.
Okay.
Sick flow?
Yeah.
Oh, Ryan, it's not, when I say flow, I mean like verbal flow, not hair.
Oh, well, I'm thinking about my hair.
You've played and been around too many people that play hockey. There are two different meanings of the word flow.
Oh, no.
There's hair flow and then there's verbal flow.
Oh, hair flow is like when anyone says flow, it's hair.
No, like like someone has a sick flow, they have like sweet hair.
Yeah.
But if you have like good flow, it's like a good pace to your voice.
Huh. In rapping. I don't think anyone thinks about that.
In rapping?
Not in everyday situations, no. Yeah.
But in rap battles, you're not talking about someone's hair.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so we're going to rap about how we're good at rapping?
Yeah, that's why anyone raps ever. Have you ever heard Kanye?
Conway. You just got to diss Ben. That's all you really got to do.
That's the main point. It's going to be pretty hard because I'm quite a lovable guy.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Well, I had some buzzwords for my hair rap ready.
You could do a hair rap.
I was gonna throw down about my hair.
Please.
Oh, okay.
Caitlin, will you beatbox us or should we get a beat?
You should get a beat.
Should we get a beat?
Well, you have a beat?
That'd be cool. I'll have to find one. Here, how about I play another song and then we'll get a beat for that song.
Right, we'll find a beat.
And then we'll hear Ryan rap about hair and me rap about how I'm a better rapper than Ryan is.
Okay. And then obviously I'll lose at who's a better rapper because I can't.
Because you've been rapping about hair the whole time.
And you know what? I don't care because my hair is so cool that, like, who cares who raps better? I just got sweet hair.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's going to be on. Yeah. It's going to be on. Next song. It's by a band called Slap Happy. And the song is Mr. Rainbow.
He's cool.
was not 20 seconds.
Yeah, well, because it wound down sooner.
Okay. Hey, we're back.
We are back. Yep. Thanks, Ryan.
Yep.
This isn't your show.
Sorry.
You don't get to say that. Okay, chump.
Okay. Okay, bye.
It's almost like we're building to have a rap battle.
Almost like it.
So I think we're actually going to do this, which is terrifying.
Yeah, and we found a beat, so I don't know how this is. It's a weird beat.
I'm going to walk you through my process. I literally Googled beat, and this was the first result. So it's freestyle rap beat.
Yeah, yo.
And we're gonna stream it off YouTube.
Yeah.
While we rap on it.
Hopefully there's no like weird things we haven't heard in it yet, like weird backgrounds.
Yeah.
Something that comes in.
Okay, and then the rules would be no below the belt shots, and try not to swear because it's the radio.
Right.
But if like you're rhyming like stitch and witch, and then a third thing comes up, I guess it would be okay. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know where our rhymes are gonna take us. It could take us anywhere. So if you're worried about that sort of thing, then maybe tune out. But you shouldn't be, because this is gonna be hilarious.
And
we're probably not gonna swear.
Probably not.
So are you ready?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first, or should I go first?
Yeah, no, I kind of have some words ready. So
you're gonna go first.
I got like my rhyming words, so we'll see what happens.
So you're gonna start.
Yeah, I'll start.
Okay.
With my cool hair.
Okay. Here we go.
Are we starting this like midway through? Because it was like a weird little...
Yeah.
No, but this is how beats start. You start at the front. Caitlin, I'm sad you're not beatboxing.
Yeah, but it's like...
You guys hear that? Yeah? You feeling that, Ryan? Wait for the beat to kick in.
I'm waiting. I'm just getting ready.
Yeah.
Chilling on the radio, just sitting in my chair. Don't know what we're talking about, but I'm thinking about my hair. Don't know what you think, don't know what you know, but all I know is that I got flow, yeah.
That was really impressive. Well done.
I'm a radio show host, you are just a ghost. My flow is the most. And when I'm done, you'll be bread like toast.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, not hell. Heck yeah. Yeah, I'm so cool. I can say whatever I want now. Cause I'm so cooler than you now.
Ryan. Ryan, you can't rap. Your flow is like crap.
Oh, wow. That's mean.
It's like we're doing a tag team. That means I'll tap you out and tap me in, and we can fight. That's what I'm about.
Alright, you tap me out, but I'll tap you right back.
If you tap me, I'll give you a heart attack.
Whoa. How much time do we got?
We still have like a full minute left.
Alright. I see you sitting there, and I know I want to tap that.
Your hair,
is that
you're
wrong?
Sitting in that chair. Your hair, how dare you? I don't care, you got a beard. So what if I can't grow one? It's not that weird. One day I'll have a mustache, but I must ash you a question first. Like I must ash this blunt first. Sorry, Mom. What rhymes with Mom? You go.
Yeah, okay. Alright, we're sorry, Mom. We said some things we didn't really mean. All I can say is that I'll put you on calm, but what am I saying? I'm just gonna ream him. I hate Ben because he really sucks a lot and he thinks he's better than me. I don't know, that doesn't seem true, but all I can say is I'm the coolest.
I don't like Ryan. When we're done, he'll be crying. Wow.
That was fantastic.
That actually turned out better than I was expecting.
Well, it turned out funner than it could have been.
This should be a weekly thing, and I think we also just launched Ryan's rap career. You actually have, like, really good flow. When you busted in at the start, wow.
Yeah. Well, because I had a topic, and then we started talking about weird things, and I didn't want to take shots at Ben. And then once I said Tap Dad, it was all over.
We should have a complimentary rap battle. Can we do that?
Maybe
one time?
That would be way better. That'd because be I know more good things about you than the like bad things. Not that I know bad things about you.
It's
yeah.
Kind of like you guys are like the whitest.
Yeah, but you wait till we get
Ryan is a generous lover. That would be yeah. Stuff like that.
He's a better rapper than Donald Glover.
Ooh, that's not fair, actually. He's quite good.
Yeah, but like me good? I don't know, man.
We should probably play a song.
We just did a song.
Yeah, we did a song, but like we should play a real song.
Okay, yeah. Next week we'll have cool topics, though. We'll rap. It'll get better. This was just a preview.
That was fun. This next song is... I feel bad for them because they can't follow that performance.
I don't think anything can.
This next song is by Eccentric Halls. It's called Collapsing Dreams. Okay, we're running out of time.
Already?
I know. It's really short. I wish I could just... take a gun and hold CITR hostage and...
Oh.
It's like pirate radio. No, it'd be like pirate... It would be like...
It's
not
the state's been.
Not in a bad way. It would be like in a good way, like a pirate radio thing.
Okay.
Just like broadcast me all the time. Mm-hmm. Like bring the mic into the shower with me in the morning. I probably just wouldn't shower. That'd be impractical if I were doing...
Or just, like, a good mic that doesn't have to be in the shower. Or we have a music break while you shower. Why are we talking about this?
My showering is a hot topic of conversation.
I know it's hot. And a topic. Okay. Yeah.
Did it just get hot in here? Are you feeling what I'm feeling?
No.
Kaylin's not. Yeah, Kaylin's not at all.
Yeah.
That was fun. Today was a fun show. Thank you guys for joining me, as always. Caitlin, I'm really glad you wanted to come on. It took some coaxing.
Yeah.
I had to kind of drag you kicking and screaming a little.
And then drag Ryan in so someone else could talk to you.
Yeah, and just because I wanted someone to rap with. Even though I would actually say that probably Ryan beat me in that rap battle.
No.
He did.
I started off strong and then just like...
Yeah.
I had some things and then you went one way and I was not ready to go that way, you know?
Mm. I thought you went both ways.
Well, yeah, usually.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
On that note, then, we love to end on weird notes. Next show coming in is Astro Talk with Marco. Stay tuned for that for sure. And then to play us out, I have a song by a band called All Shall Be Well and All Things. All Shall Be Well and All Shall Be Well, I think is what it is.
Is that their band name?
All Shall Be Well and All Shall Be Well and All Manner of Things Shall Be Well. Is the band name.
That's a long name.
Yeah.
They probably could have cut it to one of those three phrases.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Yeah, anyway. And then the song is Storytellers. This is a newish song, and it's good, and it's long, and I hope we'll get to listen to the whole thing, but we might not. And then if not, I'm posting the playlist on... I'll post the playlist onto Facebook, and then you guys can look it up afterwards. Which reminds me, you guys should all like my Facebook page, Spice of Life.
Yeah,
on 1.9 CITR FM. Yeah, I actually...
He came after me.
I did, yeah.
Don't let Ben find out you haven't liked his page.
Yeah,
You'll regret it.
May or may not have broken all three of Ryan's likes.
Yeah, it hurt.
It did hurt. So anyway, that super long band name and Storytellers. And thank you for listening. The world is not a cold, dead place because you are listening.
Yeah.
That's really heartfelt.
Well, it's an Explosion in the Sky song.
Oh.
Album. But I mean it. You guys are all lovely for putting up with me for an hour of your day. Because time is valuable, and I love hanging out with you. Storytellers.
Yeah.
Storytellers. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.